I want you to begin by closing your eyes and allowing your awareness to go within. And with the closing of the eyes, it begins to tell the mind-body system that you are turning your awareness inwards and that the thoughts begin to still and the emotions begin to calm. And again, focusing on the breath, taking deep breaths in and exhaling out very slowly. Allowing your body to be completely relaxed and supported in the chair. Feeling and sensing the shoulders dropping slightly, the jaw dropping slightly, the facial muscles relaxing, the forehead unwrinkling, and your eyes just relaxing into their sockets. Now allowing your mind to see that ball of white light, envisioning it within your own mind. And now allowing it to drop down to the center of your chest at the place that we call the heart center. And bringing the palm of the right hand to the heart as a mudra of letting the mind-body system know that you are bringing the awareness to the heart center and that you are beginning to shift the level of consciousness into the witness state. Now I'd like for you to feel yourself as if you're being drawn to the source of this light. And as you move closer and closer to the source, you once again see that circle of white light. And you approach this circle of light just as you would any altar in any church, with that same sacred intensity and intent. And stepping into the circle of white light, you call upon the attributes of the heart center, the first one being that of compassion, and asking for this energy to stimulate the heart, observing your feedback as this energy begins to enter into the heart center. And now call upon the second attribute, and that is unconditional love. And once again, becoming aware of what your feedback is when this energy begins to enter into the heart center. Remembering that these are energies, energy vibration, and they are not emotions. They may stimulate an emotional response, but they are actually energy vibration. Now I'd like for you to call upon the presence of your soul and to have a feeling and a sense of your soul's presence as it is standing in the circle of white light, feeling its resource, its support. It has an understanding of your past and is very present in the moment. And if there are any other images that you are working with that provide you that support and that resource, calling them in, feeling and sensing each attribute that you have associated with that image. And now ask for the conflicted self to step outside the circle of light, almost as if it's in the semi-darkness, asking it to approach. And if you have a visual image of this conflicted or fearful self, observe your image, allowing it to give you feedback as to what it's all about. And now I'd like for you to connect to it, heart center to heart center, as if a laser beam of light is connecting your heart to the heart of this image. And along that laser beam of light, I want you to send the energy of the heart center, the compassion and the unconditional love. Sending it out and receiving it back from the image so that there is this exchange of energy of I send out love and I receive back love. I send love, I receive love. I send love, I receive love. You may use this mantra as a way of just keeping focused on this exercise of I'm sending out love and I'm receiving love back. Asking for the energy of the heart center, the compassion and the unconditional love, to be much deeper, much larger than the fear and the conflict that you are having with the disowned part. I send love, I receive love. I send love, I receive love. And now allowing yourself to disconnect from this image. And asking the image if it is ready to integrate into the circle of light. Really honoring its decision. If it does wish to integrate into the circle of white light, having a sense of it moving into the circle of the heart center, integrating, joining forces with that of your soul, with that of the other inner resources that you have called forth, and that of compassion and unconditional love. If it chooses not to integrate at this time, knowing that it will need to be worked with out of the state of the heart, and that you will revisit once again this disowned aspect from the heart center, and just now allowing it to release. Bringing your focus back to the heart with the compassion and the unconditional love. Asking to be taken to a space within the heart center, one in which that you can interact in the external world. And as you begin to bring your attention back, remembering to allow your vision to be within and not leaping out when you open your eyes. And when you're ready, just opening your eyes.